Americans are able to tell their own story. Our story has been misinformed in the history books that we read when we go to school. Our story has been made fun of by NFL and NBA basketball teams and football teams, local high schools. For the first time in American history, the indigenous people have the space to tell the world their own story.
We're still here! Woo!
And this has only been made possible because of our white brothers and sisters that have come to the realization that they are play a very important role in the freedom and liberation of their country. As you see, our white brothers and sisters are defending us, surrounding us. And this is not just the protection for the indigenous people that are inside, but it's also for the protection of the officers on the outside and the rest of this country. They are standing as true warriors and true defenders of liberty, of freedom, of democracy. We will continue to hold this space until we know about the health and welfare of our family that is locked inside. And we will hold this space in an indigenous manner and take this space and time by listening to our elders and the seventh generation that has led this movement.
I bet you are scared in your spot. Chantel, I bet you something low. Chantel, hit the car, Imakia. My name is Robert Eater. I'm from Fort Peck originally. I live in Standing Rock. I've lived there for almost 10 years now. I've seen the problem associated with what we're fighting and what we're standing for. I'm very honored to be here with you today. I've told that I stay at Sacred Stone Camp. People talk about saying we have a bunch of hippies there. Those are my brothers and sisters, because when we first put out the call, the Rainbow Family came. Some of our brothers and sisters from Oklahoma, AIM family. So we're very honored here today to stand with all people from America. We have thought about this many, many times, about the prophecies that Native people, we are an inclusive society. Those three ships landed and we welcomed them. We weren't an exclusive society. So we suffered all the adversity of building this country, from the genocide to the economic disadvantage, educational disadvantage, all the things associated in America. But we have endured. We have endured because we have a core value that our matriarchal society that we forgot about. We assimilated and acculturated a lot of negative things that have been detrimental to our culture. But again, through all our elders, we endured and we held on to that core value that, in the Lakota, Dakota way, we say Wo Lakota, and it's a way of life. The way of life is through that sacred pipe that was brought to us by Hesawi, the sacred white buffalo calf pipe woman. A woman brought this message. A woman brought this sacred way and this eternal word that is written on every heart of every Native American in America, and that all life is sacred. And to be treated with respect, meaning the earth, the water, the plants, the animals, and all of God's children, which America is. We stood by America and helped build it into a great country. Our sacrifice, our blood is represented on that flag that flies so proudly over this country. And what were we supposed to do? This is our homeland. There is no truer patriot or greater American who has made a sacrifice to defend this country and protect the freedom that all other people take for granted. It is paid for in blood, the blood of our relatives who served on foreign soil in numerous wars. Numerous wars. We have the highest enlistment rate in America in every war. In every war, we have answered a call to America. And America has chose to deny us our basic fundamental rights. It has emblazoned across its federal buildings and its Supreme Court. It says equal justice under the law. Well, us natives have become educated and articulate in the demographics of this society we call America. And we're not happy here. We're not happy here because we have paid the eternal sacrifice to pay for that freedom that all Americans take for granted. That freedom was paid for in blood of our relatives. We forgave the greatest slaughter in the history of mankind, 600 million Native Americans slaughtered in the name of, at the behest of a papist who issued orders that we were lower than life and worthy for slaughter. And we forgave that. We forgave that slaughter. Hitler was tried for war crimes, for killing 3 million Jews. 600 million Native Americans no longer exist because of the senseless slaughter and the advent of greed. That's what we're facing here today. Greed. Greed in its purest form for money and gold. They sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And that's the kind of people who would rape our society, who would invest in America and say they believe in those high constitutional standards of law that we all suffer and fight and die for. And when we put out the call, we called out to America's conscience to say, yes, yes, we owe them a debt of gratitude for the sacrifices and the injustices we have suffered as Native American people, true Americans. And when we put out the call, America answered. We are thankful that the American people are here because this is not just about our water. We hold that water sacred as Native Americans, and we have defended it and strive to defend it for all of mankind, all of humanity. That is our way. That is the way we have been from the beginning of time. And we started with a prayer, a peaceful prayer, a prayer from ancient times by fireplaces that glowed the light in the darkness. And we shared that prayer here. And we saw it blossom into this right here. America is speaking when we see all these American citizens whose ancestors have paid the eternal price with us in wars, stood by us, and helped build us into the greatest country in the world. It may not be utopia, but it's the best country in the world because our ancestors, white, black, red, yellow, have stood together to dispel and displace racism and hate and greed. So now it is time for America to speak again, to stand up in solidarity and fight for that, that right. All our ancestors have paid for that in blood on foreign soil. We weren't the only ones there. And now that we know this, we have called out to America as brothers and sisters, as Americans, we have to change the destiny and the legacy we're going to leave our children. And it has to be something pure and good. We can't continue in racism and greed and hatred. We must leave our children a true legacy of love, forgiveness, and understanding. And take those core values. I'm so proud of our youth. My heart swells. I'm honored to be in this historic moment in time where people in the world and the United States and all people and all tribes have come together in a common cause to endeavor to stop this rape of our resources in America. America is not for sale for foreign interests who come into America with foreign money and foreign banks and rape our resources and leave it for the blue collar patriots of America. This is your water, and we are thankful you are here to join us and send a message to America. We won't have corporate financial interests coming into America and destroying our resources. America's resources are not for sale, just like the Black Hills or any native land. The Republicans may have taken control of the Senate and the House, but we still have that Constitution. And if we abide by it in a peaceful manner, we can endure and change America. Because it says on that great document that the founding fathers wrote so long ago, we the people, not we the government. We the people control America. This is our destiny at stake. This is not some politician in Washington, D.C. or somebody sitting in a federal building dictating to us that it's okay to rape our resources and leave us the mess to deal with. Good working, hardworking Americans. What is wrong with this state and these people who would suppress rights, constitutional rights that we hold so high and say equal justice under the law? Where's the justice when court decisions come out in favor of corporate entities who rape our resources? That's not what we suffer and die for in wars together. I'm a veteran and I'm proud of that fact. And I'm aimed too, because this is our country. And whatever flag this country flies, I will defend it because it is my homeland. And you should all remember that. This is your home. This is not the 1800s. Time to close wounds. Wounds of hate and discord. We can't change history. We can't walk backwards and correct the wrong that has been done to our people. But I'm sure you can see, America, that the natives have welcomed you as Americans who have suffered and died with us in wars many times. We are so thankful and honored. Let's send a message to these people in power, in the governmental powers, that we're not having the breach of treaties. We're not idiots. They have stolen $900 billion from the native people. How much more have they stolen from the American people in the interest of so-called political endeavors? Thank you for being here and taking the times out of your lives to show America that our resources are not for sale to anybody with money. We value them with all our life. Water is sacred. Water is precious. Water. Precious enough to die for. Water of life. Miniwichone.